Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year to those who haven't said it to yet. It's great to be back. Like Chris said, holidays are good, but it's always good to come back home again, isn't it? Yeah, it's great. Okay, what I'm going to talk about today is what is in your heart. Now, I just during the worship, which was really fantastic, I want to be ready for what God has to do this year, and part of that is what is in our heart that can affect whether we're ready to receive and grab a hold of what God wants to do this year. So I'm just going to explore what it says in the Word of God about that, what is in our heart today. So first of all, let's look at Lydia, the story of Lydia, a woman in the Bible. So if you like to turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Okay. One of those listening, I'll just give you a bit of background. So Paul's there talking to a group of women who'd gathered together on the Sabbath. And one of those women listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. Okay, now Lydia, she was already a worshipper of God. So she was already focused on God and spent time with the Lord, but she didn't actually know Jesus, so she wasn't actually saved at the time when she was listening to Paul. Okay, so her heart was ready to receive from Jesus, to receive more from him, because she was already a worshipper of God. And when she was listening to Paul, the Holy Spirit convicted her and she made a choice to step and to take Jesus as the Lord and Saviour of her life. So she chose to move forward into what Jesus had for her and to trust him as her Lord and Saviour. So we all have choices to make in life, because I want to have everything that God has for me, and I know that you guys do too. Well, so we have to make choices. There's choices we all need to make so that we can receive all that God has for us. So it not only affected Lydia's own personal life, but affected her family as well, because they also got baptized too. After she was saved, her whole family became saved as well. So when we make choices, it affects our family too. Choices to follow God and put God first. It will affect our family and help us all to, your family, to walk in the blessings of God as well. And I guess that's my heart for my family and for you guys probably as well, for your family. So I also wanted to look at the parable of the sower, because it talks a lot about the heart and the state of the heart attitude in that parable. So let us turn to Mark chapter 4. Verse 3. And I'll just read it and then we'll talk about it. So Mark chapter 4, verse 3 to 8, first off. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. And down to verse 14 to 20. The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed
sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But once they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Wow, that's what I want. I want that harvest at 30, 60, or even 100 times. But we have to look at the soil, and the soil represents the heart and the condition of our heart. So let's just explore what it says, each type of soil and what that represents. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Sharon. I don't know if you can read that slide very well. Anyway, I'll explain it as we go. So the first type of soil, the seed was sown along the path and the birds ate it. So the birds, they represent Satan, and he's taking the seed away. He's taking the seed away from those who are hearing the word. And Satan, as we know, he's a deceiver. He lies to us. So you may hear the word of God, but you have Satan saying to you, oh, it's not true. It's not going to be true for you. You can't be saved. You can't be forgiven for what you've done. And that's Satan speaking to you. He's trying to steal the truth of the word that you can be forgiven. If you come to Jesus and you ask him to be your Lord and Savior, you can be forgiven and he can become Lord of your life. But Satan, he's a bird trying to steal that seed away from you. If you're not a believer, he's trying to steal it away from you. But also, like, this parable is for believers, but also for non-believers. So for believers, he's trying to steal the word from you so you can't hear the truth of his word, so you can walk more in God's freedom in your life and also more in the inheritance he has for you. So Satan may also try to say to you, I don't want, or try to make you think, you don't want to give your life to Jesus because you won't be able to do what you want. But living for yourself actually leads to destruction and doesn't bring you fulfillment because you're not living in all the purposes that God has for you. When you walk in God's purposes for your life, then you have that fulfillment that you're seeking in other things. So Satan tries to lie to you about that as well, about the truth in his word. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, we can pray for you later on so that you can have the seed and the truth of the word about that. So there's another type of soil that it mentions as well in verse 16. It talks about the rocky places. And so there's not much soil there, but the plant springs up quickly even though the soil was shallow. And when the sun comes out, the plants are scorched and withered because they don't have a deep root into the soil. And this refers to people who hear the word and receive it with joy at the beginning. So they're just so full of joy at what they hear in God's word, but it doesn't last long because trouble and persecution comes to them and they quickly fall away from the word and they're not following Jesus anymore. So examples of that in your life could be friends may criticize you because you want to spend more time reading your Bible and going to church, so you're not doing the things that you used to do anymore because it doesn't satisfy you now that you know Jesus and have him in your life. So you may have criticism from old friends that you've had, or you want to go to home group or other church activities and people just don't understand. They want you to go to other things with them. They're trying to draw you away from hearing about the word of God and being with God's people. And so you don't want to do the things that you used to do. You don't want to laugh at their jokes anymore because they're not funny. You don't want to get drunk anymore. You don't want to lie anymore because God's shown you His way, the better way for your life. So if you struggle with that persecution, when you're trying to follow God's way, we can pray for you about that. And actually in Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So God really wants to encourage you with that. But don't try and stand alone. If you're facing persecution because of the word of God, that you're living His way, but come along with other Christians and let them encourage you and pray with you to support you, because you can't do it on your own. That's why we're meant to be part of a body of believers. And remember that Jesus understands when you are persecuted as well, because He was too by Judas, one of His own disciples. He betrayed Him too. So Jesus understands how you feel if you're being persecuted for your faith. So He can help you with that. He can help you to be strong. You just got to come, draw aside and be with Him. Spend time in His Word, like I said, and with God's people to encourage you to stand firm and strong. And ask the people in your group to pray for you so you have that strength, knowing you're not facing it alone but with other believers. Another good thing to do as well is to pray in tongues for those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's great. That really builds you up when you pray in tongues every day and your spirit feels lifted and strong so that you can face these things that may happen to come against you, this persecution. Another aspect of this the soil here is that it's hard. It's a hard soil, hard and rocky, and sometimes that can happen because you've been hurt. But God wants you to bring those hurt areas to Him. Just bring them to Him, and He wants to pour His love and healing upon you so that you can, live in the fullness of everything that He has for you. So people may have hurt you in relationships, circumstances, things of life. Lots of things can be thrown at you in life, but God wants you to have the soft heart, the soft ground, not the hard ground. So just bring it to Him, and He'll just pour His love on you by His Spirit. Because you want your heart to be ready so you can receive everything that God has for you for this year, for the new things that He's going to do this year. You want your heart to be ready to receive. So the third type of ground that talks about is the seed is sown among thorns. So the thorns grew up and choked the plant so they didn't bear grain. The thorns represent worries of the world, of life, the pursuit of wealth and desires of other things, so making the word of God in your life unfruitful. And they're like distractions, if you like, or idols, things that you put in place of God. So some examples could be that you stop coming to church on Sundays because your family want you to help them every Sunday morning, so you're putting your family before God. Like, it's okay maybe once, but God wants you to put Him first because you have time to do both. You put God first and then everything else falls into place. Or you may put sport before God. So you join a team that plays Sunday mornings, and so then you're not there to hear God's word and to hear what He has for you. So maybe you could choose a different sport that's not then. Or make sure that you can fellowship somewhere so you can hear God's word, because He has so much for you. He wants you to know this because He loves you and He has so much for you, such a great inheritance. And these things can get in the way from you living in His word. Or some people have a job that they have to work every Sunday morning. And that's difficult too, because you can't hear the word of God every week. So just pray about how they can put God first in that situation. or your friends might want to go out. Sunday morning you might want to sleep in, and that's taking you away from what God has for you, from you hearing his wonderful word. So in Hebrews 10:25 it says, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching." So the Lord encourages us to come together, to encourage one another in our walk as believers, because it isn't easy, because there is persecution. And we need each other. But it's not just about not coming on Sundays or being in fellowship with others. It's also about your time with the Lord when you're on your own, the time that he loves to spend with you when you read his word. It's about that too. Because if you don't do that, he can't speak to you then either, if you're not spending that time with him. Because he may say, "But I'm too busy. I'm too busy with my family, with working, with going out, having fun with my friends, being entertained." But it's a choice. And because you're not choosing to spend time with God, you're not hearing his word. And so you're not going to receive that crop, that hundredfold crop, because it's choices that you make. This is in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, and encourages us, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So he encourages us to put him first, so we can walk in the fullness for everything that he has for us. So it is choices, it's choices that we make. And the choices we make affect, what we're doing. But I just pray that, you know, today that our hearts will be right. And so we'll make the right choices in our heart about the things that we do, so we can have all the fullness of what God has for us. I've found that when I spend time with the Lord in the morning, at the beginning of the day, then I do have time to do everything I need to do, because he's the Lord of my time. I give it to him. And it's just a great way to start the day. So I just encourage anyone who's not doing that already to do it. Just make that change. Make a change today. And the fourth type of soil, which is what we all want to have, is the good soil, and that produced the crop 30, 60, or even 100 times. And that's the good soil, so it's the good heart, the heart ready to receive the word of God. So in Luke 8:15 it says, "It's a good soil with a noble and good heart. You hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop." So to hear the word, we have to read it. And to hear the word, you have to be where it's being preached. And to retain it is to remember it. So you go over it at home and memorize it, picture it, like see it visually. That's why I love dramas and that, because it actually brings the word of God to life. But you can picture it yourself and just really get in there and understand what's going on, and God will give you greater revelation from his word. And persevere. Because you don't always see the results straight away. You're believing and standing on God's word in an area in your life. You're just holding on to a scripture, but you can't see any change in your circumstances. But just hold on, because God's word is truth. Just hold on. The persevering is the hard bit. But just hang in there. And that's why we need each other, just coming along to encourage each other while we're persevering, because it's not easy. A And so you may know the word and understand it, but you have to obey it as well. And it's not easy to always obey God's word, but that's where the blessing comes, when you actually do what God asks you to do. I heard someone say that it shows maturity in a Christian when they hear God's word, and if there's a short time between hearing and obeying. Because sometimes you may argue with God and say, I don't want to do it, or I can't do it, or, you know, but the blessing is in the obedience when we do what God says to us. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we can be serving God in many areas in our life, but is that what God wants you to do? Have you asked him? Is this where you want me to serve, Lord? Sometimes we're doing things maybe we shouldn't be doing. So it's good to ask him. And in James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, let's turn to that actually. Okay, from verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So I want to receive that crop, that hundredfold crop in my life. So we have to do what the word says and not forget it. And so that's what it, how it's talking about retaining the word of God. That's what we need to do. Because once you leave here on Sunday or you leave your home group, what do you remember what was shared? Do you remember what was talked about in home group? Because you need to go over it so you can retain it. Do you remember what you studied in the Word when you had your time together with the Lord? Just go over it so you actually retain it. And that's where the blessing comes and will lead to that crop of a hundredfold. So just want to finish early. But just what is in your heart? I just encourage you, because God wants the best for you and for your life, to have that soil that's going to lead that crop, the hundredfold crop for you in your life. But it's not just for you, not just for your family, but as you walk in that, it's for the church too, because there's a world out there who needs to know the Lord. And as we're walking in the fullness of what God has for us, then they will come in and know the truth as well, because the world out there needs to know this. So just if anyone wants prayer about how they can change the soil, how to change their heart so that they're ready to receive what God has for them, feel free to come forward. Or is the word lost because Satan's lying to you and he's deceiving you about the truth of what God has for you? Or are you distracted by the things of the world? There's idols in your life that you're putting before God. Or do you feel persecuted because of your faith and you're struggling with that? You're discouraged, you're full of fear because of that. So we can pray for you. So just pray that the truth of God's word will set you free so you can live in God's inheritance now. So you can have the good and noble heart and the crop that will multiply 30, 60 and 100 fold over your life. So you can fulfill God's purposes for you and his purposes for his church as well. So we are his bride. So we'll be ready for when he comes again, because there's people out there who need to know about Jesus. And they can't if we're not living the truth in his word. So thank you.